Hey, everybody, welcome to a mini episode of How Did This Get Made?
We have a great movie in store for you today. I'm very excited about this. An often requested fan favorite, Al Pacino, Keanu Reeves, Charlize Theron, The Devil's Advocate. This is Al Pacino at his Al Pacinoist. Take a listen.
A young attorney has the chance of a lifetime.
Milton Chadwick Waters.
We want you to come to New York. All expenses, first class, travel and lodging. You and your wife.
Oh, my God.
He will enter a place of wealth and ambition.
We've got 40 partners vested at the moment. In addition to our corporate clients, we're currently representing about 25 foreign countries. He's got you scheduled for 15 minutes, so make the most of it.
John Milton.
Kevin Lomax.
Well, what's that like? One day you're putting them away, next day you're setting them free.
Takes a little getting used to.
Pays better though, doesn't it?
Welcome to Babylon, Ma.
Speak of the devil.
A world of power and seduction.
Who's that with the senator?
Controlled by one man.
I swear he can hear us.
Hell, he can smell us.
He will make your dreams come true.
Wanna come upstairs and...
Now?
He will grant your fondest wish.
I'm just warming my hands on your talent.
You know what I see? I see the future of this law firm.
He knows your greatest fear.
Milton is into everything. Arms brokering, chemical weapons, toxic waste, money laundering for the Eastern Bloc. I mean, it goes on and on.
I don't like it here, Kevin.
And he knows the price of your soul.
Let's make a baby.
Who are you?
Oh, I have so many names.
I'm here on the ground with my nose in it since the whole thing began. God likes to watch.
He's an absentee landlord.
Keanu Reeves.
He's always been there.
I know that now.
Al Pacino.
As God sleeps late.
We will win. It's my time now.
The Devil's Advocate.
Oh my God, you are not going to be bummed out. This is one of the best movies ever. How I did not see it until now, I will never, ever, ever know. It's so good. Do whatever you can to get this. It's very easy to get it. You can get it on Amazon.com. You can get it on, not Netflix, but you can get it on Amazon. You can get it on iTunes. You can figure it out. You're a smart person. Figure out where to get it. Watch it. And then stay tuned for our live episode at the Bell House with a very special guest, Julie Klausner. Hey, everybody. Now it's time for Corrections and Omissions, the part of the show where we look on the Earwolf message boards and read what you thought about the previous week's films. These are things that we might have missed out on talking about or things that we said that were just not true at all. And man, oh, man, you guys had a lot to say about Timothy Green. As a matter of fact, it's the most posts that we've ever had on one of our podcasts. I appreciate them. A lot of them were sentimental, passionate, thoughtful. I'm not going to read any of those. I'm going to read the ones that made me laugh. But I appreciate you guys going there to talk about the movie. Obviously, Timothy Green touched your life as well. He gave you a digital leaf.
Omission.
This is something that I thought I mentioned in the podcast, but if I didn't, someone brought it up, actually Lemon Drop Kid brought it up, that Ebert liked this movie. He gave it 3.5 stars. I am surprised by that, but look, maybe Ebert's more of a Jason Tim Heidecker guy.
Omission.
Katie of Pluto brings up a very interesting point. Why was Joni, that's also Baby Mila Kunis for those of you who hadn't seen the movie, why was Joni's first thought when she jumped into the pool to take off Timothy Green's socks instead of bringing him back to the surface? Like, yeah, what's her problem? This kid's dying on the bottom of the pool, and all of a sudden Joni's like, ah, let me see why keep those socks on at this pool party. Too much. It's too much. Also, I think that my point about the chlorine was also another issue with Timothy Green. I mean, come on.
Correction.
The Boognish, I don't know how you pronounce that, but Boognish writes, just so you know, Frank Zappa was never tweaked out. The man never did drugs, only drank beer and fucked girls.
Fuck girls. So Tim was right. Timothy Green probably had its roots in a drunken bedtime story. We apologize to Frank Zappa and his family for saying that he was tweaked out.
Correction.
Angry Kirby writes, Timothy Green is clearly Satan come to Earth to give these parents all of their dreams that they want and then take them away from them, or to give them a literal translation of what they want to show them that what they want isn't actually what they want, much like the character of the Wishmaster from the god-awful Wishmaster movies. God-awful, no, come on, they're great. He goes on to write an entire 4-paragraph rant about why Timothy Green may or may not be Satan. Another point is that he emerges from the ground after making the rain shoot back into the sky. The parents sort of got what they dreamed of, but I believe the devil now owns their souls. Chaos Reigns also brings in that there are some Eraserhead connections in this movie. Most importantly, in the pencil factory scene. And let's see, what else? He goes, oh, that's basically it. So I don't know if that's really a huge connection between Eraserhead and Timothy Green. But Chaos Reigns, thank you for that.
Correction.
And finally, Heavens to Etsy writes, someone, I forget who, it was actually me, kept on saying that they expected Timothy to turn into a tree at the end. Yes, I did. But Timothy sprouted from the box of dreams the parents planted in Cindy's garden. He's more akin to the fruits and vegetables his mother grows there, which I think is actually a pretty sweet symbol for motherhood. Oh, heavens to Etsy, you have earned your name. I am so sorry that I compared Timothy Green to a tree. He is a sweet fruit of parental vegetables. Sure, whatever. I'm glad that you enjoyed it that much. Guys, there are two sides in this world. The I like Timothy Green side and the I think Timothy Green is full of shit side. You know where June and I are. And the rest of you, enjoy your life. Enjoy those boxes of tissues that you'll cry into for the rest of your lifetime watching lives. Okay, closing up. I'm going to say closing up the corrections and omissions mailbag, but they don't come in a mailbag. So I'm just going to say shutting the door on it. Now it is time to open viewer mail. That's right. These are questions asked by you, answered by me. Let's get into it.
Mailbag.
Lisa Lamb writes, why does Donald Duck wear a towel when he comes out of the shower when he doesn't normally wear any pants? Lisa, it's a great question. I'm glad you asked. It's because water gives Donald Duck boners. So Disney made him put a towel on. It's a weird thing. Ducks get boners in water. Don't ask me how. I'm not a person that studies ducks. I just know it as a fact. But good question, but you can't stump me with anything. Jamie Lee Rotant writes, what are your thoughts on this year's Razzie nominations? Well, Jamie, let me tell you, I'm very honored to be in the mix this year. That's right. A film I was in, Piranha 3DD, was nominated for a Razzie this year. I couldn't be more happy about it, to be honored by that company. I wish I could accept the award on the film's behalf. That would be great. Caleb R. Davis writes, Paul, I've asked 4 million times and I'm still interested. Will you guys ever do a Stephen King movie or a series of them? And why are birds so racist? Well, I don't know why you're so obsessed with these Stephen King movies. What is it, Pet Sematary? I don't know. Yeah, we'll look at it. We'll look at the one with the truck with the face on it. It's on the list, Caleb, so chill out. You can stop after 4 million times. We will never do a series of Stephen King movies. I can guarantee you that much. And why are birds racist? Because, man, they're flying over us. All they see are the tops of our heads. We all look the same to them. We're just all just hair, no hair. That's how they look at us. That's all they're seeing. Hair, no hair. They're just racist hair challenge birds. I don't know. That's why they're racist. Martin Daniel Wurst writes, what do you guys smell like? Well, combined, we smell like pumpkin pie. Individually, I smell a little bit like ocean breeze. June smells like fresh laundry. And Jason smells like a newborn pup. Kyle Brown writes, how long would it take June to grow a beard like Jason? About 4 days. I live with her. I see how it goes down. 4 days for that kind of beard. She'll kill me for saying that. Evan Coatlin writes, for the love of Yahweh, can you please review a Queen Latifah movie? Evan, pray a little harder, and it might just happen. It might just happen. Maybe it did happen. Maybe you don't know yet. Is it coming up? Could be. Scott Nieswander writes, what happened to the awards episode you were going to do? Oh, Scott, I'm sorry. I was lazy. I'm going to get to it. Eventually, we're getting to it. There's so many things that we have to do in life, and that fell a little bit to the bottom of the list. I apologize for that. And Matt Tarnowski writes, who would win in a fight, the snake from Anaconda or Cobra from Cobra? Oh, man, why did you even have to ask that? That's a tough question. Those are two snake-named people fighting each other. I'm going to say Cobra, because even if the snake ingested Sylvester Stallone, he'd puke him right out. All that cologne, all that stubble, those harsh glasses, blah, blah. Who wants to swallow that? No one. So Stallone would win by default. All right, we're closing up the viewer mailbag. Thank you guys so much for your Q's, and I hope you like my A's.
Mailbag.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. We will be live at Largo on February 13th. Go buy tickets. If you're nearby, come by. Yeah, come on. It'll be fun. Our t-shirts are always available in our stores. The Biling Inspired Crank 2 t-shirts. A lot of people have been asking about our Nick Cage t-shirts. That's it. When we're done, they're done. We don't come back. They're gone. All right. So we will see you next week.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf dead.